Pret-a-manger. We're still in Pret-a-manger. This time in Culture File, we have the second part of our interview with Booker Prize-nominated novelist and artist Tom McCarthy, recorded at the author's request in a Barbican branch of the ubiquitous coffee shop Pret-a-manger. This time we hear why art has replaced literature as the place where the action is.
I studied literature. I was always going to be a writer. Nobody would publish my first novel, Remainder, in the conventional kind of publishing world. And then Clémentine de Lis and Thomas Boutou, who were running Metronome Press, very much as a kind of art project, they published a limited edition within a kind of bigger curatorial project they were doing, and it really took off. And that's how I started getting published. And then Marty Asher at Vintage in New York kind of republished it, and it became a bestseller and blah blah blah. But it was the art world that kind of first did it. And I've definitely found that the art world at the moment in London, at least, is definitely a more literate and literary space than the world of publishing. I mean, artists will have read Beckett and Joyce and Faulkner and William Burroughs and Alan Rob Greer. I mean, they're deeply immersed in this, in the thinking and the work of these people in a way that most contemporary writers just are not. And it seems as though the kind of legacy of literary modernism has been taken up by the art world. This is the space where these questions are being productively worked through, which is great. I mean, it's a kind of migration, which I think is very interesting.
But does that leave literature as a very kind of depleted shadow world?
I think it does to some extent. But I mean, you know, what is literature? I mean, the most interesting thinking... I visit America and American universities a lot. And I find that the most interesting thinking around literature at the moment over there is taking place not within the English department, but within the media departments. Because in the media departments, they can think of David Lynch and Kafka in the same breath, as you should. I mean, it would as soon as you see people doing that, you think, well, why weren't we always doing this? I mean, it seems crazy not to. But it's within the media departments that these kind of things can be done. And I just think, you know, over a century or so, everything migrates. You know, in the 50s and 60s in France, everyone who would 100 years earlier have been the great novelists of their time, they all became philosophers. Derrida, Deleuze, Lacan. I mean, these are Levi-Strauss even. Their work is absolutely infused with literature, with thinking about literature, and with fiction, we could say. But it's taking place as philosophy. And over the last 20 years in London, art has been the kind of the arena where the action is. Maybe in another 30 years it'll be a filmmaking or anthropology, who knows? But I think these migrations are productive. I think they're interesting.
The kind of the passing of power from the literature department, though, does that run alongside a kind of a diminution of interest in the humanist values that were kind of what was pushed by the English literature department and literature departments in general?
Definitely, yes. I mean... It seems that you've hit the nail on the head there. I think humanism is the problem. It's the block. I mean, I think certainly the publishing industry now is caught up in a very kind of old-fashioned humanist way of thinking, because this is what aligns itself most closely with the values of the market. You know, this idea of self-expression, authenticity, all this stuff. That I just have no interest in. And I think literature has actually never really had an interest in. I mean, this has got nothing to do with postmodernism. We could think all the way back to something like figures like Don Quixote or Hamlet, who are endlessly inauthentic, endlessly unable to kind of even find a stable set of codes within which self-expression or even a self might happen. In a weird twist of fate, it seems that the kind of official portals of literature seem to be clinging to a kind of, again, in a kind of zombie fashion, to a kind of undead humanism, which is, I just don't think it's a possibility that opens in our world.
Is there anything that you like about this place? I mean, you know, I know you find it kind of emblematic, but is there any pleasure here?
You know, Warhol in From A to B and Back Again, way back in the 60s, he says, the most beautiful thing in New York is McDonald's. The most beautiful thing in Paris is McDonald's. The most beautiful thing in Stockholm is McDonald's. Tokyo doesn't have anything beautiful yet. And, you know, but that's a long time ago. I mean, his idea is that you search through this city till you find the holy grail of the McDonald's. And in every one, in every city, there is that. I mean, now things have... This is the genius of Warhol. You know, he kind of... What he basically invented or imagined the modern world before it came into existence. I mean, now cities are all McDonald's, apart from McDonald's has turned into Pret-a-Manger. It definitely helps dispel any kind of residual category errors about authenticity. And to that extent, I think it's a good thing. This is the landscape that has to be navigated, for better or for worse. And I think, you know, the good artists of our time are trying, and it's not easy, but are trying to kind of map and navigate this contemporary landscape.
I just want to sit back and have a look at it there. It's kind of that familiarity of it that, you know, that the Hilton goes for, that you could slip into it on a different street and not be disorientated in any way. It that's a pleasure of sorts, isn't it? And presumably part of the death drive.
Yeah, this kind of entropy whereby just everything becomes the same, spaces merge with other spaces. I mean, yeah, there's something horrific and scary and as you say, death drive like thanatological about it. But at the same time, it's kind of seductive and smooth.
Tom McCarthy there, and that exhibition, Mirror City, is at the Haywood Gallery in London until January 4th, and the Mirror City newspaper is available to order online from southbankcentre.co.uk.